So, hi, Kay, what's on your mind?
I'm 76. I have fibromyalgia and chronic fatigue and adrenal insufficiency in my lower legs. But the main problem that I have right now, and I cannot determine a reason for it, is my energy is very low. And it doesn't seem to be an attack of like chronic fatigue syndrome. I just wondered if you can think of something that I can take that might. I go out and take short walks. I am drinking a protein drink and vitamin drink, plus the eating other foods. That, and my weight is 130 for 5'5". So I don't know of anything that's causing this low energy. I wondered if there's something that I could take until I could get to see Dr. Sherman.
Sure. Now, ma'am, you said your weight is 130. Did you tell me what your height is?
I'm 5'5".
All right. And what's your blood pressure? Do you know what your blood pressure's been when it's been taken in the past, ma'am?
Hello?
Do you know what your blood pressure has been when it's been taken in the past?
I was in a lot of pain when I, because of these, my lower legs, I didn't know I had venous insufficiency and they broke out in sores and that was very painful. And I had my blood pressure taken then and it was 147 over, the bottom number was within normal range, but the top was high.
And how about in the more distant past, ma'am, the more distant past before you broke out and everything? How about that same blood pressure in the more distant past before you broke out? This is relevant to your question. So do you know what your blood pressure was in the more distant past?
My blood pressure is usually within normal limits.
I know, but do you know what the numbers are?
No, I can't.
Okay.
Sometimes it's as low as 117 and usually it's around 120-something.
Okay, ma'am. Now, here's why I'm asking. When a woman is 5'5" and weighs 130, she probably knows that she is weighing less than many other women who are also 5'5". Secondly, when the blood pressure is in the 110s and 120s sometimes in the upper number, it points at the same thing that height-weight combination points at that needs to be looked at that has a lot to do with low energy, ma'am, and it's called weak adrenal function. Not only that,
probably have that.
Yeah, not only that, with the other ailments you've got, that's putting a lot of stress on your body, and so your system has been having to fight that stress, and that over time we can see adrenals too. Now, oddly enough, ma'am, just doing something that was published in a book, maybe 1984, that would seem dangerous, but it's not at all. The book was entitled Safe. And that's S-A-F-E, Safe Uses of Cortisol. What that cortisol does, according to the professor who wrote that book after a 40-year career, he was the pro on this whole stuff. If we don't go above a certain amount, number one, it is perfectly safe. And number two, it re-energizes a person. It's the darndest thing. You wouldn't think the cortisol would re-energize people, but it does when their cortisol is lower than what it should be for their age, height, and weight. So that's the first thing to talk to Dr. Sherman, I think you said Dr. Sherman, about. There's certainly other things he'll have in mind, but you see, if that is going on, ma'am, it affects the whole body, and the most important thing is it means that that person's ability to withstand stress is getting lower and lower and lower over time, and those are the people who, if they get hospitalized, they frequently die of something that most people don't die of, such as pneumonia, just simply because their bodies can't stand the stress. So anyway, ma'am, one thing you could do, it's also seems a bit weird, but until you see Dr. Sherman, unless you're allergic to it, go get yourself a bunch of regular licorice. I am not kidding. What does
regular black licorice?
Regular black licorice. What does regular black licorice do? I don't mean the one that says DGL on the label. The DGL maybe means they deglycerizinated it. And the glycerizer in the black licorice, it actually helps a person's own cortisol to work better. No kidding,
oh,
man.
Good. And
yes.
How much should I eat of it?
Do you have any
as
type 2
diabetes?
Unless you have type 2 diabetes, ma'am. Do you have type 2 diabetes?
Pardon?
As much
Hello?
as you want, as much as you want, unless you have type 2 diabetes. Do you have type 2 diabetes?
No, but I
okay.
try to avoid sugar.
Well, if you don't have type 2 diabetes, which you just said you don't, then temporarily you just eat as much as makes you feel better. And then talk to Dr. Sherman about it when you get there. But
okay.
Eat as much as makes you feel better because, again, it helps a person's own cortisol to work better for longer.
Well, thank you so much, Dr. Wright. I appreciate it. Bye.
Bye, and thank you for calling.